sense.
One of the earliest commercial radio rebrands happened quietly in 1991 as Pennine Radio in Bradford changed its name to The Pulse. Pennine had begun this week in 1975.
Good morning, this is Pennine Radio. It's 6 o'clock, time for the news. This is Stephen Harris reporting. First, there's grim news for the students.
Those news jingles back there, longer than the bulletins are now. Anyway, first bulletin ever on a station, and you have to get that right, don't you?
I'm sorry we had the wrong cart there. That was Bob Scully, who's the British Steel Corporation's chief executive.
Oh dear, bet he kicked the bin on the way out. So, first commercial break now.
What's that, Mum?
It's Bradford City Hall chimes.
But isn't it a new tune?
Yes, it's so you can spot messages from the Telegraph and Argus each time they're given on Pennine Radio.
Oh, I see. Do you know, I used to enjoy reading Telegraph when I lived at home.
Oh, your dad and I'd be lost without it, Sue. It's really surprising how much money you can save when you know where to find best supermarket bargains. There's always plenty of local news, births, marriages, deaths, all small ads. Oh, and very often now again, there are hundreds of articles on offer at a fiver and under.
Mum, please remind me to take a copy home tonight. I know Bill will enjoy its sports news, so there'll be something for both of us.
So there'll be something there for everybody. It always pays to take...
Births, marriages and deaths is Oscar-winning, isn't it? The birth of commercial radio in Bradford. It took another 6 years before it arrived next door in Leeds. It's been 5 long political years since the Scottish referendum, and do you remember this from Bob FM?
Hang on. I'm gonna stop this song. I'm gonna stop it. Not having that.
What's going on?
The Scots have been winding me up this week. You know, we're so close to the end of the United Kingdom as we know it, and then we have to play that. You know. Scottishness. He says he'll walk 500 miles. But come on. A lot of them don't want anything to do with England. You don't want anything to do with England? After all we've done for you. For 300 years. We've put up with your bagpipes. Your spicy eggs. Your hairy cattle. Your short-ass ponies, your men in skirts, and the crankies. You ungrateful bunch of whiskey-swigging, haggis-munching caber-tossers. From now on, this is it, right? From now on, this radio station is banning anything Scottish.
Bob FM banning Scottish music. Almost 50 complaints received by Ofcom. There was no sanction. And just to redress the balance, 25 years ago, Scotland got a major new station as Scott FM launched.
You take your time, son, and no rush. The prize is a two-piece jigsaw and you can refer to the instructions. All you public school boys are the same.
I don't think that.
Oh, come on now. You went to one of these big fancy schools, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, where you wear your gowns and everything.
No.
You've got a silver spoon clamped in your gob.
No, I did not. I did not.
Good old Scotty McClue, who joined Scott FM a little bit after its launch this week in 1994. It was then owned by Border Television and Grampian. It later became Real, and now it's Heart. This week in 1961, the Pilkington Committee were meeting to try to work out exactly what to do about the future of broadcasting. At the BBC, some people, at least, felt that local radio under their auspices would be a jolly good idea. So they knocked up how such stations might sound and played those tapes to the committee, no doubt on a battered old reel-to-reel. Here are just a few clips.
This is Radio Durham, your local BBC station. And this is Stanley Williamson. Good morning.
Radio Hull, your local BBC station. The time? 6 o'clock. Well, good morning, it's Michael Barton here in the Guildhall on a rather uncertain morning, a few splashes of rain.
Now, Bert Wilson in the radio car has already called this morning on our county medical officer, Dr. George Wilson, to talk to him about smallpox vaccination.
Good morning. Today we have our weekly programme on food news. And here is Angela Beeching talking about the best buys in the Durham shops for this weekend. Hello. Well, I've been round the shops to find out what's plentiful and inexpensive for your weekend shopping. I talked to the Mayor of Durham, Councillor Williamson, who, as you know, is also...
Trial BBC local programmes played to members of the Pilkington Committee this week in 1961, and their report recommended that the BBC should extend its activities to local radio, not least to prevent commercial radio. 2012 now, and who's this leaving Radio 1 Breakfast?
The text messages. We had a text message from the people who run the text messaging that Radio 1 uses, the actual system, operating yeah. system and all
console
of that.
Console, it's called, isn't it?
And there's been a bottleneck of texts.
Yeah.
So we've had 120,000 text messages since the start of the show. And they sent a message basically saying, yes, you've pretty much broken the equipment, so...
Going to miss you guys.
We also...
They said, going to miss you guys.
We in turn have to apologise to our other radio colleagues, don't we, across different
Sadly,
networks, who
yeah.
will also be experiencing delays and problems today.
Does it...
Yeah, well, it must do, because they all use the same system.
So, thank you for being with us. Whether you've listened since me and Dave were on in the early mornings, or the afternoon show, which we did for 5.5 years...
I know.
Or the just over 8.5 years of the... Morning show, the Chris Moore show, breakfast show, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for listening. Thanks for supporting us. And with the risk of sounding ridiculously cheesy, for making all our dreams come true.
Chris Moyles now at Radio X. Pig of the Pops was always a great programme title, wasn't it? Lives on to this day. David Jacobs was an early host in the days of the BBC Light programme, but this week in 1961, he handed it over to Alan Freeman.
And from 11:20... all the current top 20 hit paraders.
All the current top 20 ones?
Well, not all of them, but some of them.
Yes.
Most of them.
You will.
The good ones.
Yes. All right, then. Well, we look forward to listening to you, and I'd like to wish you every possible success with what, to me, has been a jolly fun programme to do.
Thank you very much, David, and may I say congratulations on 5 years of magnificent Pick of the Pops programmes.
Alan Freeman sounding terribly English this week in 1961 as he took over Pick of the Pops as part of Trad Tavern on the BBC Light programme. So, with Spire FM launching in Salisbury 27 years ago...
Serving army camps and country villages, in towns and farms, along the valleys and across the plain, from the New Forest to the heart of Wessex.
The last Tim Westwood show on Radio 1 6 years ago.
I definitely want to thank Radio 1 and One Extra, Ben and Reese. An incredible blessed life. Shout out to Limlop in the building. Shout out my new bosses, Richard Park, Gareth Stewart and Al.
Downtown Radio in Northern Ireland going 24 hours 31 years ago.
That, in fact, will be the last time that we'll be officially using the opening music, because this coming evening into tomorrow morning, 1 o'clock, in fact, we go 24 hours.
Radio arriving in Nottingham 95 years ago.
Laurie Bagshaw. He was really good fun. He had a lot of racy friends and everybody loved Laurie.
And GWR's Ralph Bernard saying 15 years ago that switch off for analogue radio must happen sooner rather than later, or the industry could get left behind. Those are this week's Radio Moments.